You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Great opportunities for college students coming in 2025. We're going to recap some of the opportunities college students had to serve internationally this past year as well. We'll talk about that with our friends from the LCMS Office of International Mission in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Chelsea Irwin. She's serving the Lord as LCMS Missionary Coordinator for Volunteer Opportunities in the Eurasia region. Chelsea, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's good to have you online. I think we had the opportunity to talk in person in the past year, and that was really fun. It's nice to reconnect online. Looking forward to chatting about some of the opportunities that college students have had this past year to serve and opportunities in the future as well.
Definitely.
Also joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Brian Gauthier. He's the Managing Director for LCMS Global Mission Operations. Welcome to The Coffee Hour, Brian.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
Good to have you here and excited to learn more about working with college students, what you've gotten to do in the past and what you get to do today. So let's start with, what does the Managing Director for LCMS Global Mission Operations do?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, so I work with our executive team and I focus more on our missionaries and mission work strategy globally in our four regions, so Africa, Asia, Eurasia, and Latin America.
Does that actually look like day to day in your job? It's probably a lot of different things.
Yeah, so my work is global, which means I go to bed with emails from parts of the world and I wake up with emails from other parts of the world. And there's really not a quiet moment. And the challenges, the problems, the opportunities are on many different levels, whether it be, like I said, with LCMS personnel serving overseas, with partner churches, organizations. Every day is a bit different.
So tell us about your experiences with students in an international setting.
Yeah, so the call prior to this one, I served as a theology professor at Concordia University in Nebraska. And one of the things I started when I got there and COVID permitted the travel was taking students on a mission education trip every spring after the semester had ended. So mission education maybe Chelsea can talk about this a little bit later. Really, it's an opportunity to go and learn. We go with no particular agenda. We're not going to go build something. We're not going to go lead something unless the mission field asks or the missionaries request us to do something. It's purely to go with eyes open and learn about what the LCMS is doing in any particular mission field. And so if we show up and there's a meeting, we sit in the meeting. If we get stuck in traffic because there's a transportation strike, we get stuck in traffic. We go to worship. We do home visits, evangelism visits, teach ESL. Really, the possibilities are endless. And a lot of it depends on which particular country you take students. And so from a leader's perspective, it was, you know, some training on the front end and then walking alongside students, asking them questions, mentoring them as they're seeing things unfold, helping them think through Luther missiology beyond the what can I do? What am I seeing in the moment?
Mm. That's a fun phrase, Lutheran missiology.
Mm-hmm.
Can you unpack that a little bit for us?
Yeah, so that would be our approach to mission work. And so as Lutherans, we know that, you know, the Lord works through his gifts to create faith where and when it pleases. And so we know that through God's word proclaimed, that is the gospel, and his gifts given, the sacraments, there the Spirit is active in creating, sustaining faith. And so at the center of our missiology or our approach to mission work is word and sacrament ministry. And so helping our students see that the work that we do is long-term. Its end is generational Lutherans. And so helping them see that, you know, they may be in for a quick week and they have this experience. Our missionaries are there for the long haul. There have been people there before their trip. There'll be people there long after. And so what are some of the challenges? What are the opportunities, ways in which we can come alongside of our missionaries, support their work in a way that is beneficial and helpful?
So everything we do in mission work connects people to the gifts right. That Christ gives. That's really the aim of everything we do in mission work. So share with us some of the opportunities you had to serve with students that you were given to serve with students internationally. Pick one. You had a few. Pick one example where you got to serve with students. Where did you go and what did you get to do?
Yeah. And so this past May, I took 10 students and two faculty members from the education department down to Montevideo, Uruguay. And so I think 9 of the 10 students were future teachers. And so there was an opportunity down there with the Sharp family. Pastor Sharp, James Sharp, is the area facilitator for the Southern Cone. And then his wife, Angie, is actually a teacher in the school down there. And so this was an opportunity for our students to walk alongside, get some experience in a classroom while also learning about our mission work down there. And so for me, it was really exciting to see sophomores, juniors, and seniors who were looking forward to being Lutheran teachers, getting the opportunity to sit in a classroom to assist teachers in a school that predominantly is, I mean, it's a Lutheran school, but many of the children that go there aren't Christian. And so it was opportunities for them to think through how they're going to teach the subject matter that was presented to them, but also find a way to express what they believe as Christians. So that was really, for me, really meaningful because it was a chance for the relationship to be flipped. Usually I'm the one that was teaching them, you know, in the area of theology, but really for me, I got to take a back seat and just watch them shine. I mean, they got the opportunity to teach. And then, you know, what was really for me fulfilling was watching them afterwards, kind of on their own initiative, pivot. It worked well, that didn't work well. Maybe we should think about adding this or incorporating, you know, this. And so for me, it was just a joy to watch the future of our church's teachers get a firsthand experience in an environment they wouldn't probably have experienced had they not gone on that trip.
What are some of the things that you saw students learning, the ways that this trip really impacted their hearts and minds as they were serving in this very unique way?
Yeah. So one of the kind of the biggest reasons I did a trip like this was to help them see that, you know, the Lord's Church is a lot bigger than Seward, Nebraska or rural Iowa or wherever our students, you know, call home, that Christ Church is global and that the Lutheran Church is global. And so for them to be able to sit in a worship service and not speak the language, but know exactly where we were in the service and stumble through some of the words, you know, for them was really eye-opening and a joyful experience. I think that's kind of the top of the list is, you know, them kind of coming to that realization. And then I think another thing that I see them learning is learning about their own calling to that particular vocation, whether it's teacher, DCE, pastor, deaconess. An international trip serving along our missionaries has a unique way of maybe validating the desire and the perceived vocation.
So your students certainly learned a lot while serving on a spring break mission trip or on a mission education experience. How about you? What did you learn your students?
I always learn. I think, you know, when we regroup in the evenings to kind of decompress, to process the day, the experiences. And again, the lessons are always a bit different, but it might be a theological reality that they see in a different light. It might be in this particular trip, it was nice to have the ed profs alongside because a lot of it dealt with pedagogy and an approach to education and the classroom. Which, you know, again, a lot of the experiences are in real time, right? I mean, this isn't a lab, you know, you're actually teaching students. And so they're learning these lessons, you know, on the ground. And so, yeah, I would say those are some of the things that I can't think of a particular thing that I've picked up from it. But, you know, the joy of seeing my students struggle and then recover, I think is pretty exciting.
How does the experiences that you've had serving, how does that impact how you now are on the other side of it now at the International Center and being a part of the Office of International Mission? What are some of those real on the ground lessons that you've learned that help you to serve in this way here?
Yeah. Well, prior to serving as a theology professor, I was a missionary for the Office of International Mission, and I loved what I did. And so these trips were also a way for me to continue to reconnect with our field. I really value OIM's emphases, spreading the gospel, planting Lutheran churches, and showing mercy. And this was a way for me to incorporate the future of the church in that as well. And, you know, college students have such an optimistic approach to life, to the future. And, you know, I loved working with that particular demographic, and I have such tremendous hope for our church and the future. And so, I mean, when the opportunity came and the call came back to slide into OIM, it was a bit of a natural transition back because I get to work a little bit more closely with the church planting, the working with our partner churches. But there is a lot of, you know, back and forth. I still maintain those relationships with students. Some may or may not be, you know, thinking about being missionaries and, you know.
But I'm sure you're helping plant those seeds.
Absolutely.
We're talking with the Reverend Dr. Brian Gauthier and Chelsea Irwin about a spring break mission trip opportunity. And we will talk more with them after a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with Chelsea Irwin, serving the Lord as a LCMS missionary coordinator for volunteer opportunities in the Eurasia region, and the Reverend Dr. Brian Gauthier, managing director for LCMS Global Mission Operations. We're talking about a spring break mission trip opportunity. Chelsea, what does mission education look like for you on the ground in Eurasia?
Yeah, so I always say mission education is kind of four different elements or key points. So it's learn, observe, ask, and share. So you're learning whatever you are seeing and observing where you are, the new culture, new language, what the missionaries are doing, seeing how God is working amongst the local people in the place where you are, and then asking questions to not only the people and the missionaries, but also to yourself, especially as a college student. Is this something God wants me to do in the future? Is he calling me to international mission, short term or long term? And then the last one, sharing everything that you've learned and taking away from these experiences with the people at your home church when you get back.
Tell us about the students you had the opportunity to host earlier this year.
Yeah, so we hosted two mission education teams of college students last March. And the first one was super fun. It was all girls. And it was an assembled team. They were from all different universities across the U.S. And they came together to the Czech Republic for a week. For a week during their spring break. And they were a bundle of joy. And it was really joyful to see their excitement while they were with us on the field as the missionaries. It was really encouraging. And then the second team was also college students from the University of Indiana, and they came with their university chaplain. And that was a mixed group. And also some older students that had graduated that were still connected to the university chapel. So it was really interesting to see the different dynamics and the different conversations to have versus what, you know, when there's like a freshman versus a senior that kind of knows where they're going, what's going to happen, and a freshman that's so full of awe and wonder and, oh, what is, I've never been to the Czech Republic. Tell me everything you know. So, yeah.
Tell us about the community and the area where these students are serving.
So for these two teams, we basically made a line across Central Europe, starting in Prague, Czech Republic, and we finished in Krakow, Poland. And the main part of the trip happened in Czech Silesia, which is on the Czech-Polish border on the easternmost part of the Czech Republic. That's where I live, and that's where the Helgi family lives, and we served together there. And for 3 days of the trip, the students got to visit local schools and they got to play games during the English lessons with all of the Czech students. And then they had the opportunity to invite these students to the church plant where the Helgis and I are serving. And it was really cool to see all of the students that they had invited actually show up for their American evening that they helped us plan. And it's something that we get to do all the time, but it was interesting to see the college students' perspective when they saw, oh, I invited that student. I remember talking to them at the school during lunch and I gave them a flyer and now they came. And it's like, that's what it's like to be a missionary. Now you know.
So it sounds like students certainly learned a lot on their spring break mission trip. Oh, how were needs met locally as well through the opportunity of student serving?
Because of all of the students that were touched during these school interactions and during the time that they were invited to the church plant, we have all of these contacts to check students that we can invite to the church plant during the school year and for also summer activities. There were so many different conversations that were had, not only with the volunteers that had come to serve, but also with the missionaries. And even weeks after the volunteers had left, we still have contact with some of these kids. Yeah. And the joy to see the church plant totally full of people was incredible. There was one night that we ran out of chairs, and it was one of my favorite moments as a missionary so far. That we ran out of chairs, and it was so exciting. And all the volunteers were like, what are we going to do? And I was like, I don't know, but I'm so happy. And they were like, but it's a problem. And I said, no, this is not a problem. This is God working. And yeah, people were standing, but they heard the gospel and it was awesome.
What are some other stories from these trips, some other memories and ways that the students were able to really see what missionary life is like on the field?
Yeah, I think another opportunity that they got to have was going to the missionaries' homes. The first team, that all the girls that came to serve with us, they got to be in my apartment as well as spend time in the Helgi's apartment. So they got to see two very different dynamics and two different cities where we are serving. And they got to see different churches within the Silesian Evangelical Church of the Augsburg Confession. And so it was interesting to see their insights and the things that they were taking away from meeting different pastors and church leaders and seeing the very different yet also very similar tasks that Ben and I are doing during the week.
So what are the opportunities for college students in 2025?
Right now in Eurasia, there are three different opportunities that college students could potentially sign up for. The first one is the spring break trip, which is coming in March. It's March 8th through the 15th. The next is English Bible camps in the Czech Republic, which is this summer, July 2nd through the 14th. And then the Eurasia Retreat Missionary Kid Program. So it's an opportunity to come to Bulgaria this year to spend time with our missionaries in Eurasia and also provide a Christ-centered community and fellowship for the missionaries' kids. And that's August 3rd through 8th.
Those are all fantastic opportunities. And of course, the details are all at servenow.lcms.org. We'll put that link in the show notes. Let's talk more about the spring break trip happening in March. That is right around the corner. Tell us more about that opportunity for college students.
So we have kind of the same outline as we did last year. So we'll start in Prague, and that means that the volunteers will get to meet all of our Czech team. So not only the Helgi family and I in serving in Czech Silesia, but also our Prague team. So that means Pastor Castor, who is also our chaplain, the Strozier family, the Mock family, and many others who are involved in St. Michael's, which is the church in Prague where Pastor Castor is the pastor. And they get to spend some time in Prague, not only seeing some things, but also learning about the Reformation and how it came to the Czech Republic and how it kind of started, and then going on their journey to Czech Silesia and learning more about how the Reformation spread and what happened during the Counter-Reformation and during the World Wars and why Christianity looks so non-existent in the Czech Republic today, which is a really important part of the context when you're learning about what the missionaries are doing in the Czech Republic.
That's fascinating. And I want to know that whole story now.
I do too. I guess we have to go on one of these.
Come on over.
Well, I've always been intrigued by like Jan Hus and that story as well, which I'm sure is a significant part of that education that you're talking about. What are the requirements for college students to participate? What are the first steps and what do they need to know to participate in the Spring Break Mission education?
First thing is a desire to share the gospel with other people and a desire to learn and experience new things and be okay being uncomfortable a little bit. I would say that's a key point in mission education because you don't know what's going to happen and things that are not on the itinerary will happen. And you have to be ready for that. Yeah, but the first, that's what I would say, to be ready.
What are some of the requirements of, this is a spring break trip aimed at college students. What are some of the requirements for serving?
Yeah, so you need to be an LCMS member. You don't have to go to a Concordia. Last year, most of the students that attended the trip were not from a Concordia university. You just have to be an LCMS member. They were all lovely individuals that were a part of different LCMS churches across the country. And then also be enrolled in a university, whether that's secular or private.
So the first step, start with the application. You can find more information at servenow.lcms. All right, I'm looking for a tip from each of our guests today for students who are thinking about serving internationally on a short-term opportunity such as Spring Break Mission Education. Now, Brian, I noticed you were acknowledging the importance of being okay with being uncomfortable with Chelsea. I mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about that. It sounds like maybe you have some experience with that or why that's important.
Yeah. I mean, my advice would be just go.
Just go.
If you have the opportunity and you're at the very minimum curious, just go. And being uncomfortable is not necessarily a bad thing. You tend to perceive things a bit differently when you're uncomfortable. You learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about the Lord who has called you to a trip like this. And you learn a lot about his people and his church. So bottom line, if you're curious in any capacity, I would say explore it and go for it.
Chelsea? Tip for college students considering this opportunity?
Be ready to be used by the missionaries and the local church which you are visiting. There's not a moment where we don't know that you're in the room. And if there needs some sort of prayer or, oh, we need a devotion this evening and we have so much going on, hey, one of you volunteers, would you volunteer to do this? So just be ready to be used at any moment and step outside of your comfort zone because that's what missionaries do every single day. And that's a part of mission education.
Our guest today, Chelsea Irwin, serving the Lord as LCMS Missionary Coordinator for Volunteer Opportunities in the Eurasia region. Chelsea, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And the Reverend Dr. Brian Gauthier, Managing Director for LCMS Global Mission Operations. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Again, you can learn more at servenow.lcms.org. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.